Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is a 27,000 square foot facility filled with 50 million rounds at any given time of ammunition. All the major calibers, all the ones primarily that Americans carry, since they're an American company. And they sponsor this first segment. And their prices are absolutely crazy. They're crazy. Some of their prices are absolutely crazy. Constantly running sales. And we're going to have Scott Blick back on the show and talk about the business some more, and maybe he'll have something else to come up with. Mother's Day sale, it was okay. It was okay. They told me right from the, I don't know what they were. They told me it's a slow time anyway, but Mother's Day sale did have some sales. So you guys are listening. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up later in the show, if you've been going to the website lately, you'll notice that I have a writer for the show now, Tank Funicello. And the Tank is going to join us, and he's going to tell us, he's going to talk about, you know, nobody knows anything about him. We're going to find out about him. We're going to find out about the stuff he writes. That's next hour. Here in the United States today, while there are polls and there are surveys and everything else, the scrumptious, delectable fact is that no one knows exactly how many American households have guns. And that is the extremely, really, really good news. The only way that there could be any possible degree of accuracy of knowing how many people have guns would be through a national registration, which hasn't happened yet. And, of course, they are pushing for it. They want universal background checks, which would have to have a registration behind it. Now, this lack of knowledge doesn't keep the gun ban lobby from trying to marginalize the silent majority of people that own guns. These gun control groups recently got out there and started talking about the general social survey that comes out once a year. And they've been claiming this for years. They say that the number of American households owning guns was declining. Now, for the people that sell guns, for the people that perform background checks, and for the people that run gun ranges, this probably comes as somewhat of a surprise, because there's more new people than ever before buying guns for the first time. There's more people shooting guns for the first time. And, you know, these indoor ranges that have turned into these, you know, the whole Groupon thing has turned into a little cottage industry for them. It's date night sometimes in Main Street, USA, where you're... What do you want to do? Well, let's go to a movie after we go shoot. And during this time, there's been more guns sold than ever before. The 2013, 2014, and now 2015, you know, the upward trend in gun sales, although it has slowed down a little bit since 2013, is still going strong. So clearly there's more guns out there now than ever before. And so the question could be, you know, I could ask the question, so what's the percentage of American households that has one? Is it really going down? Is it really declining? Now, while the GSS survey shows a downward slope, ABC News, Gallup poll, and other organizations have shown that that number gun-owning households has remained steady over the decades and has been escalated in the last few years. Pew Research has published some stuff about it, but they're on their website. They only have two data points for gun ownership surveying. That's not enough to establish a trend. They also asked respondents if there's a pistol or a rifle in the house, which may have lost a huge number of positive responses from people who instead own revolvers and know the difference between a pistol and revolver. You can't mess with the terminology, pollsters. Don't do it. Don't try it. Some folks claim that the Gallup and the ABC numbers are unreliable and point to drops and peaks in ownership between select years as proof. My question would be this. Which of you gun-grabbing idiots think that America would actually tell you if they have a gun? Because it's obvious that you want to control them or take them or ban them or something else. How many of you actually believe that you're going to get honesty out of that? Also, most polling organizations collect very few samples, and they collect the fewest they possibly can get by with to try to get an idea of a picture. They're going to pick the fewest samples where they can positively, statistically get a reliable survey together. And it has to have a margin of error and so a shifting attitude from time to time can cause a fluctuation in the results. Now, have a look at the public reaction to new gun control proposals at the national level and to people simultaneously denying to pollsters that they own guns. And you'll see some curious parallels. Whenever they're talking about gun control, some people will decline to say if they own them. So with the GSS reporting something very different than other polls, we have to ask why. Now, I already know the answer to this, but we should. For the uninitiated, we need to be asking why. What is different about the GSS survey and the changing population that might cause any two surveys about trends in gun-owning households to be so far apart? For starters, most people are going to be leery of a polling organization with ties to the gun control movement's major financier and a proclaimed bias towards gun control. GSS is based in Chicago, Illinois, hometown of Barack Obama and his old employer, the Joyce Foundation. Joyce has been referred to the gun control industry's bank. Joyce Foundation has given money to buy entire issues of a law school's law review publication in order to print only anti-Second Amendment articles, has paid Hollywood agencies to pitch anti-gun scripts to directors, has persuaded doctors in various universities to create anti-gun epidemiology research masquerading as criminology, and is the money, along with Bloomberg, behind any number of other gun control efforts. And that's why Tom Smith, head of the GSS, likes the alleged declining rate of gun ownership in his polls. He gleefully points out such a decline would make it easier for politicians to do the right thing on guns by passing more restrictive regulations. Is that objective? Does that sound objective to you? Does that sound like a pollster, like a non-partial gatherer of data? Even if we assume the GSS is not intentionally rigging the data, their mythology is nonetheless highly suspect. That's part and parcel of any survey. You've got to know the method by which they put it together. Most pollsters collect anonymous telephone interviews using random digit dialing, which in turn increases anonymity, which in turn leads to more honest responses. GSS surveyors instead physically go to people's homes. If Gallup calls you on the phone, you'll probably give them an answer. If someone's from the GSS shows up at your doorstep with a clipboard and asks the same invasive question, you may say something a little different. So, it is not declining. It is on the upswing. The GSS is trying. This is propaganda. This is propaganda 101. This is Goebbels, straight out of Goebbels' book, Alinsky's book, whichever one. You know, pick any book. Pick any book out there. The truth is miles apart from what they're claiming. They're claiming that in order to get you to think that this is the time now to do more about it, non-gun owners, when in fact we, the gun owners of the United States, are your friends. We're making it safer around you every time you go out in the street. Our mere existence. You're welcome. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, Ammunition Depot. I really need to put notes up somewhere. Ammunition Depot, let's not do it wrong. Because Ammunition Depot, when you go to their website, if you see it on the website, that means it's available. Not that they sometimes carry it and they're out of stock. That means they actually have it. So, there's two things you can take away from that. One, they're probably selling a lot of ammunition all the time. Two, their webmaster is probably a very busy man. Very busy. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In New York, I had an interesting experience this past weekend in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. They were setting up a Marine Corps veterans display. And I spoke to one Marine Corps veteran who used to be a police officer in New York State. And he was talking about how bad it was in New York and why so many people get out of New York and why he... And that's a story for another day. But this was when he and I were talking, he asked me, he said, you know, one thing you really need to try to find out is what the actual numbers are, percentage-wise, of gun owners in New York who registered their quote-unquote assault weapons. And then he laughed. Well, a New York gun rights group has just won a state Supreme Court victory that could be very embarrassing for Cuomo and his rabidly anti-gun legislature. The state Supreme Court judge has ruled that the state needs to make public statistical information on the number of assault weapons registered in New York. This actually occurred April the 30th, and it has been held. It's been the release of this information has been just the fact, you know, the news of it has been held back since April the 30th. This was disclosed Thursday by the Shooters Committee on Public Education, a gun rights group that sued last year after the state refused to release the details. State police claim the information was not public under a gun control law passed in January of 2013. Palomo Capana, a Rochester area lawyer who represented the group, called the decision a major victory for transparency in government. She said she would file an order demanding the release of the data if the state doesn't immediately comply. The state may also appeal. The lawsuit was on behalf of Bill Robinson, a Penfield Monroe County gun rights activist. Now, why haven't they put this out there? Why is this potentially embarrassing? Why is this something to not throw out there, you know, just wholesale? Well, here's the problem with releasing the aggregate data. It could be possibly the lack of it. The April 15th deadline of 2014 to register firearms deemed assault weapons under the New York Safe Act has been met by hordes of New York gun owners not rushing to register firearms, and the ceremonial burning of registration forms. Unofficial estimates suggest that as few as between 3,000 and 5,000 of the estimated 1 to 2 million firearms that have been redefined as assault weapons under the New York arbitrary and blatantly unconstitutional law have been registered. Literally dozens of gun owners in the state of 19.57 million residents, will take the opportunity to register today. Now, let's take stock, shall we? Cuomo and his anti-gun allies in Albany tap danced in the blood of a bunch of dead children of a very rare occasion in order to push their anti-gun legislation. However, since the New York Safe Act, and this was a gun control kitchen sink bill that was jammed full of absurd, inaccurate, and a lot of unenforceable provisions, and it's been on the defensive ever since then. Many upstate law enforcement officers have publicly stated that their refusal to enforce this law. Many gun owners reacted by refusing to comply with the assault weapon registration requirement. The vast majority of gun owners felt that this registration attempt was a possible prelude to a future confiscation effort. Noncompliance, currently, is thought to be stunningly high, something in excess of an estimated 90% noncompliance rate for registration in neighboring Connecticut. These are simply paper laws, which the citizenry has brazenly ignored, and which the state law enforcement agencies in both states, they don't dare attempt to aggressively enforce for legitimate fears that they could trigger a violent insurrection, which is probably accurate. It is probably accurate. So let's, once again, take stock. New York and Connecticut Until they go the way of California. California, and even California is not having a good time of it, because their gun confiscation squad, for all the guns that they confiscate, unconstitutionally in my opinion, they don't confiscate nearly as many as they have on their list up for confiscation, which if with the registration, wait a minute, now with the registration you would think that would work out fairly well. New York and Connecticut have proven that they have the ability to pass draconian gun control law. They've also proven that there's really no way to make it stick. And that's their issue. That's their problem. That's the big problem. It's a big problem everybody would have with it. I was having another conversation where I was talking about, perception versus the reality. The perception of a lot of people is that they can impose martial law. Martial law in the United States is, well, okay, I'll give you an example. You can drive into Columbia, South Carolina, where Fort Jackson is, okay? And unless you're immediately around the post, you're not going to see the military. You're not going to see them at all. You're not going to see them in uniform. You're not going to see a whole bunch of stuff. Because, one, that's a basic training post, so there's not a lot of permanent party troops there. Most everybody there is, you know, in a barracks under tight control. But at the same time, military posts, as big as they are, get lost in the middle of a state sometimes. When you look at the reality of it. When you look at the reality of it. And then once these, when even these troops in a concentration can only go in so many directions at any one given time, martial law would be a very, very difficult thing to actually make happen. As is gun confiscation. Gun confiscation would be very difficult to make that happen. You can certainly go house to house and you can send an overwhelming force to a house and force that issue. And that's going to work for about 3 days. And then eventually things are going to catch up with you. Ask the people at the Bundy Ranch. Ask them. When you have an unlimited source of possible fighters coming against you, which is the American population, the logistics of actually trying to do this is really, it's not that it's unlimited, but it is sort of daunting. Don't give way to perception. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. That almost sounded like I meant for it to happen in that sequence, didn't it? This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, when you look at their depth of choice, and the calibers that they do carry, it is astounding. It's confusing. There's so much out there that you can very easily get confused. But there's so much out there, there's also the very good possibility that whatever you're looking for, they have. And they have different choices. Like everybody, for some reason, everybody wanted to get M855, which is still beyond me because I don't like it. But when 855 was being talked about being banned by the ATF, everybody wanted to buy it. Well, they not only had the 855, the real deal, they had a great many similarly loaded 62-grain rounds available there as well. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Very startling statistic out there that every one of these gun grabbers should really seriously consider if it is truly about protecting people, protecting cops, you know, that kind of thing. 97% of the people that commit crime with a gun didn't buy the gun they use. 97%. Which leaves 3%, somewhere in that neighborhood, of people that do. And we don't know what categories of crime they fall into. We also know that there's a very small percentage of people that commit most of the violent crime. And it's in very, you know, it's a very small sampling of American life. 3% of the counties in the United States, 70% of all crime occurs there. Right now, there is, all of a sudden, everybody's concerned about it. Now, just not too long ago, everybody was talking about how the cops needed to die and be beat down and all this other stuff because of all of their abuses. And now everybody that, you know, cops being killed on duty, that's gone up 89%. So once again, we're back. We've swung back on the pendulum of gun control and we're back to talking about protecting them. Another startling figure that comes out. Fifty-two percent of the cops get killed. And this is according to Every Town for Gun Safety now. I don't know. But they admit this. 52% of the cops that get killed were at the hands of a person prohibited from otherwise legal gun ownership due to criminal mental health or other history. John Feinblatt, the president of Every Town for Gun Safety, says police officers are on the front lines protecting our communities each and every day. We owe it to them to close the loopholes that make it easy for criminals to dodge background checks and easily get their hands on guns. A previous report by Everytown indicated states with universal background checks have 48% fewer law enforcement firearm fatalities. Now, bear this in mind. I'm not concerned with firearm fatalities as much as I am fatalities. I saw a video the other day of a female cop being attacked with a claw hammer. I don't know that that matters as to what category of violence befalls a police officer. I'm talking about violence on a police officer, period. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about gun violence or ball peen hammer violence. I'm just talking about the way people get attacked. One report showed that in New York, where gun laws are stringent, 90% of the guns recovered from crimes were obtained illegally over state lines. Well, that doesn't make... The fact that that's a surprise or even a talking point, everybody should be looking around going, well, duh, I mean, what did you expect? Of course, crime guns in New York originate from out-of-state New York. Of course they do. Of course they do. That's logic. That's bare logic, bare naked logic. The report aims to prove that better gun laws, particularly universal background checks, would save the lives of law enforcement officers, but not everyone agrees with that stance, and I am one of them. You know, out there in the interwebs, there exists something they call the dark web. And this is where bad guys have set up shop. There's for every website that you go to that's robust and running, there's probably dozens that have been abandoned. I've got one that's been abandoned. And people can go in there and take those sites over, and it will appear that... You know, the site still functions as it used to, but it's just never been updated. But there'll be some way to access within that website a hidden protocol that will get you somewhere that you want to be that, is not like Groupon or something. This is where you find out some dark stuff. This is where you can, maybe do a little trading of humans. You can find a place to buy guns. You can find a place to sell stolen stuff. I mean, the dark web is truly dark, and there's a whole new cyber war category arisen from the discovery of this. Likewise, I would imagine that while bad guys don't buy guns by going to the black market Academy Sports, they know how to get a gun. And the idea that going after private sales is going to somehow stop crime is at best, they know the truth of the matter, and the fact that they propose this to you, this takes on a little sinister air for me. This takes on a little sinister air for me because they know the truth. And if they're really wanting to stop crime, they would have to do it the way Giuliani did it in New York when he was the mayor of New York. You have to go after the criminals. You don't go after the people that aren't committing the crime. There is no law, including capital offense of murder for a police officer, that's going to prevent the worst element of society from committing the worst sort of evil. There is no law. Getting caught will stop that one individual if you do something decisive with that one individual. But we got two things going on. One, we have a revolving door in a lot of jails, and there's a lot of guys that get out prematurely. And that mere fact right there has been spun into racial stuff. It's been spun into all kinds of different things. And, I at the same time, it's been spun by people that should know better. And it's been spun by people that know people that this affects in a bad way. But that's a point to consider. There is no law. There's no single law. There's no group of laws that's going to keep the worst element of society from being bad. There just isn't. In the majority of the cases cited It was already illegal for the assailant to possess a firearm, and to suggest that more gun control would have stopped any of these crimes is at best naive. I don't subscribe to this idea that they're being naive here. I think they're being evil. I do. There's too many instances now, and media is beginning to pick this up. Media is beginning to understand that there are self-defense cases with handguns and long guns and all manner of guns all the time. And it's beginning to become part of the ho-hum day, like the weather. We hear about it all a little more than we used to. And this idea that to go after something that we, you know, it's all based upon the 40%. It just makes me wonder about them. Not so much to where I have to sit there and say, what's motivating them? I know what's motivating them. I know exactly what's motivating them. This is a means to the progressive agenda. This is a means to socialism, which is then a means to communism. They would, you know, if they had it their way, they could do registration and confiscation. And they say it would stop right there. We'd live in the gun-free utopia then. But then that opens us up at that point to the possibility of something we've seen, I don't know how many times in the 20th century, but we saw it many times, 262 million people, democide. That opens up the possibility of that happening here. I'm just not willing to roll those dice. Sorry. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Coming up next, the resident Lock and Load Ninja Scribe, Tank Funicello. He's going to be joining us and tell us about all things about Tank. And you'll know about all this. Most of the stuff that you've seen written over the last month or so, that's been Tank. That hasn't been me copy and pasting. That's been Tank, all original stuff. May the 14th, there was a decision made, and this is a broad coalition of leading organizations, cultural influencers, community members, and activists have unveiled Operation Wear Orange, a new campaign that will amplify existing efforts to reduce gun violence in America, to help honor the 88 Americans whose lives are cut short by gun violence every day. First thing that strikes me is I can take that 88 number, and we know right off the bat that two-thirds of that is suicide, so that gets knocked out of the way. Of the remaining number, that we then know that 50% of that is gang-on-gang violence, and we can knock that out of the way. And then we actually find that our actual murder rate is actually pretty low. But this is the, you know, conflation of data. So we have to conflate it and make it. You know, I imagine they talk about the survivors whose lives are forever altered by shootings each year. I imagine the people who lose their loved ones to suicide have a very... How do you ever, ever rectify that in your mind? How so many unanswered questions. So I can see on a certain... There's a certain validity to what they say as far as the countless survivors whose lives are forever altered, but let's take it all in the proper context, shall we? They have designated June the 2nd as the first annual National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And they're going to wear orange, which is interesting to me. Deer hunters, don't you guys wear orange? I wonder how wearing orange would affect the people that commit suicide. I guess that'd be easier to find in the woods. The idea was inspired by a group of Chicago teens who asked their classmates to commemorate the life of a slain friend by wearing orange. They chose the color because hunters wear orange to announce themselves to other hunters when out in the woods. Their friend, Hadia Pendleton, a 15-year-old high school student, marched in President Obama's second inaugural parade and was tragically shot and killed back in Chicago just a week later. This June the 2nd would have been her 18th birthday. First Lady Michelle Obama, fresh off of her, what was it, Tuskegee. She was at Tuskegee doing a commencement speech, which was absolutely horrendous. And she will deliver the commencement address at what would have been Hadia's graduation ceremony, June the 9th. The coalition includes a wide cross-section of gun violence, domestic violence, mental health, suicide prevention, and faith-based organizations doing work proven to save lives. Early partners in alphabetical order include Amnesty International USA, Every Town for Gun Safety, Generation Progress, Hadia's Promise, Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence, the JED Foundation, Know Your Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Project Orange Tree, and the Religious Action Center for Reformed Judaism, and NFTY, the Reformed Jewish Youth Movement. Cleopatra Pendleton said our daughter Hadia was a beautiful girl who was full of laughter and had her whole life ahead of her. Too many Americans are dying every day from senseless acts of gun violence, and it has to stop. We don't want other parents to endure the pain and suffering our family has had over these past few years. We're honored to know that so many Americans will join us and wear orange on June the 2nd to celebrate Hadia's life and the lives of all those taken by gun violence. Now, I don't want to belittle Ms. Pendleton's pain that she's obviously feeling. However, I do have to point this out. I have made many statements regarding the fact that some people are trapped in a big city and have no means to get out. However, I will not subscribe to any idea where somebody would tell me my children are in danger, which hers were, because Hadia Pendleton was killed at a time when there was no concealed carry in Illinois at all. Okay? There was no we've been seeing the results of concealed carry. Concealed carry does yield beneficial results when it is allowed. We've been seeing this in Chicago. Mass shooting stopped just the other day by an Uber driver. So the fact that she's out there saying that her daughter was stolen from her, yeah, to a certain degree, you're right. At the same time, you knew that there was crossfire happening all around you all the time, didn't you, Ms. Pendleton? You knew that. A lot of victimization could be rectified by a little more awareness. Gun violence prevention champions Julianne Moore, Sarah Silverman, and Michael Stipe. Michael Stipe, if you don't know, he's the lead singer of REM, have joined in early and will call on fans to wear orange on June the 2nd. Anyone can join in the campaign by going to wearorange.org and using the site's pledge tool to change their social media profile picture to share why they'll be wearing orange on the first National Gun Violence Awareness Day. You know, I was thoroughly flattered. Maybe it was January, February. I can't remember because I was still in a drug-induced haze. But I put a post up about my heart attack, and I got so many well wishes and so many prayers and everything else. And I thought about that. And I thought that on a daily basis that, you know, just like we were taught as children, that we should be praying for each other and that we should be watching out for each other. And this notion that you only do it when there's a crisis, that to a certain degree that seems a little bit, you know, maybe if there was something happening before then. I mean, very shortly we're going to start to, I'm about to start filming the story of the heart attack, which I'm going to do in the hopes of pointing out it has nothing to do with the gun world. This has to do with the entire world. And what happened to me happened because of me. But I'm just stricken by the fact that we look upon any given day and we try to turn it into an event and say, this is the day when we need to commemorate this. If you want to stop gun violence, then you have to go after the root cause of gun violence. Getting out there and wearing orange and passing a law and all of this other stuff is never going to do it. If you want to stop children from getting killed in a crossfire, you've got to take away the shooters. That's the criminals, folks, in Chicago. Ms. Pendleton, it is the criminals. They're the issue. They're the problem. Not the other way around. It's not the gun. It's not the tool. If young Hadia Pendleton had been killed with a crowbar, would we have Operation Wear Orange to get rid of crowbars? No, we wouldn't. We'd be looking at the evil sicko that thought it was a great idea to beat somebody to death with a crowbar, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Crowbar would never be vilified because it has utility. The pledge will consist of, if you wear orange on June the 2nd, you will be pledging to honor the lives and lost human potential of Americans stolen by gun violence. We will do all we can to keep firearms out of the wrong hands, and we will be responsible gun owners and keep our children safe. I don't have to pledge to do that. I've been doing that for 20-some-odd years. Actually, longer than that, maybe 40. Going on 40. So I don't need to pledge to you, Julianne Moore, or Michael Stipe, or any of the rest of you, that I'm going to do this. I do it already because I'm a personally responsible person. I do irresponsible things sometimes, but when it comes to guns, I try to run that straight and narrow. This is attention prostitution 101. This is, look at me, I'm doing something good, and we can push gun control while we're at it. So if you want to wear orange June the 2nd, go by all means do it. You look sort of silly doing it not on a tree stand and covered in deer urine, I guess, but will that make anybody aware of gun violence? I don't think so. Because gun violence is not a real thing. Violence is a real thing. Gun violence is not a real thing. That's something made up. That's something made up to try to make you less free. You subscribe to it, you belong in a pasture, gnawing on the grass. Let's roll into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.